I'm talking with Barry Sipper, who's one of the authors of What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, Volume 6. And we're talking about, well, this chapter title has in the kind of a pun. It says, A Venerable Problem with Two N's in Venn. So this chapter obviously deals with Venn diagrams, Barry.
It does. It's one of these wonderful results that combines mathematics that is probably familiar to most people. Venn diagrams is something that people tend to study in high school algebra, just overlapping circles and things being in one set or and not in another and so on. It's such familiar mathematics, it's hard to believe that there are actually new results and even unsolved problems in the subject.
And people might be familiar with Venn diagrams, like with two sets, like you were talking about, you know, from junior high or from algebra, or three sets. And in this case, the result talked about in this chapter has extended that, and it was done by students.
It's a problem that originated with a student, an undergraduate math student about 40 years ago, or in the early 60s, who posed a nice problem about Venn diagrams and solved part of it, and then other people came along and chipped away at it, and the final pieces were put in place by another undergraduate just a few years ago.
And then that student had been handed a particular case, I think, and then was able to generalize with his proof.
Yeah, well, the problem has to do with whether or not you can have so-called rotationally symmetric Venn diagrams. And the familiar cases, the two-set diagrams with two overlapping circles or three overlapping circles that most people have seen in their high school algebra, are cases where the diagrams are rotationally symmetric. The original question was whether or not you could have that with four sets. And the student who posed it in the 60s showed that it was only possible with prime numbers, or could only be possible for prime numbers. And then other people showed that you could do it with five sets, you could do it with seven sets, but beyond that, it just got terribly, terribly complicated until a few years ago, a mathematician came up with a new way of looking at it. It was able to solve it for 11 sets, and some beautiful pictures came out of this. Another nice aspect of this problem is that there's some just tremendous artwork attached to it. This latest undergraduate was given the task of seeing if he could push this new approach to do 13 sets, 13 being the next prime, and he came up with one more idea that actually enabled him to do it for all prime numbers. So a very nice conclusion to the problem.
Yeah, that is very nice. And you mentioned the pictures. There are some wonderful pictures in, you know, some of those pictures you talked about are in this chapter right here.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole volume is just filled with lovely, lovely artwork.
All right, thank you, Barry. That's Barry. The title of this chapter, Combinatoricists Solve a Venerable Problem. Thanks very much. Barry Sipper, co-author of What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences.